Okay, so when I cut a tomato, everybody can see me? I'm gonna take the top off first, a little
bottom.
A group of seven kids is paying close attention to Megan Palma as she starts explaining the best way to cut a tomato. They're standing around a covered pool table at the Alibi in downtown Homer, which is serving as a makeshift classroom for the evening.
So it's going to be easiest for me to cut the tomato if I put the flat surface on the flat cutting board. So I'm going to turn my
Megan is owner of Alibi a la carte. She says having students come work with her was a natural pairing since she's an advisor for the rec room. She and her pupils are doing the prep work for the restaurant's halibut tacos.
I tried to pick an item that would taste good, be healthy, and be fairly easy. We only had 2 hours. And I wanted them to see as much as possible from start to finish rather than having prepared guacamole, prepared pico. It would have been nice to make our own tortillas, but we definitely didn't have time for that.
They already have the guacamole ready to go by the time I arrive and are on to the next step. Pico de gallo.
And again, see how I'm holding my knife with a finger on top? That helps me control my knife. Now,
you'll notice Megan is focused on safety, which is a very good idea. She's surrounded by a group of 12 to 15-year-olds who probably don't interact with kitchen knives on a daily basis like she does. But her students are handling themselves well, at least until they get to the onions.
Don't rub your eyes.
Ultimately, everyone is able to fight through their watering eyes and move on to the fresh lime juice and garlic. Finally, Megan talks cilantro.
I want a kind of big pieces, I don't want it real fine, and I'm just literally going to put it in a pile and just break it up. When I break it up, I'm releasing some of that flavor, some of the little plant oils.
But this is only the prep work for the main event. Megan takes the kids into the kitchen two by two to pan sear the halibut and warm up tortillas. Daniel Couch and Ian Brandt are first up.
It's going to be flame, so be ready.
Woo!
Yeah.
In no time at all, the halibut is cooked to perfection, and Danielle and Ian are both headed back to their prep areas. They add the guacamole, pico de gallo, red cabbage, and Megan's Baja sauce. Then, it's the all-important taste test.
Wait, hold on. I gotta fold it right.
Based on that reaction, it's safe to say Danielle's favorite part of the evening is eating the taco. Ian has a different take.
I thought the salsa was pretty good, and especially the avocado, because you can like get all, actually like put your hands and start to mix it. They got all messy.
Ian also mentions he thought he did a good job with a knife, considering he's just starting out. And he says while he doesn't see cooking as his future profession, he wouldn't mind making it his passion.
I always like tell my mama I want the third biggest room in my house to be the kitchen, because like I like to cook. But like then my bedroom, then the living room. What I mean, like, I don't want it to be my job, but I want it to be like my second hobby, I guess.
Both Ian and Danielle say they'd like to see more kids show up for the next class because they had so much fun. And Megan had a good experience too. She says she's happy with everyone's performance, especially when you take their ages into account.
They did a great job, you know, attending, and at first a little squirrely, but you know, they was amazed at how quickly their skills developed just in one day.
Megan says she also likes the fact that her students learned and completed a recipe from start to finish.
Even if they do cook at home, they're still sort of just assembling already prepared food. So I think it's nice for them to see as much as we could do in 2 hours, start to finish.
And I have to say, after watching these kids make the prep work look so easy, I'm not sure what my excuse is for not doing this more often at home. In Homer, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.